We celebrate the Lord's Supper once every month. However, there might be a lot of people who still don't fully understand what it really is. In this passage that we are going to dissect, exposition in 1 Corinthians 11:17 to 30, we're going to study this morning. Paul talked about this Lord's Supper in his letter to the believers in Corinth. By the way, I based, thanks for Wilmington Guide to the Bible, study in 1st and 2nd Epistles to the Corinthians, credit to the honor. Hence, the message title is Learning Letter P. That's mine, it's not Wilmington. Learning Letter P regarding the Lord's Supper found in 1 Corinthians 11:17 to 30. But before we proceed, let us commit our study to the Lord first. Let's pray. Dear God, as we fellowship around your word, help me be clear and simple as your messenger today. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, amen. So the first P is about the perversion. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 17 to 22. I'm reading. Now, in giving these instructions, I do not praise you. So Paul is talking to or writing to the Corinthian believers. And to Corinthianize, quote unquote, is to have, you know, unlawful sexual practices, because this is the modern city when Paul wrote this letter. We can find that in Acts chapter 18. So I do not praise you, he told the believers in Corinth, since you come together not for the better, but for the worse. No, Lord's Supper. For first of all, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you. Quarrels. And in part, I believe it. For there must also be factions among you, that those who are approved may be recognized among you. We can find that in in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. It says there that I am of Apollos, I am of Cephas or Peter, and I am of Paul. And there are the others are, I am of the Lord Jesus Christ. They are divided. Therefore, when you come together in one place, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, each one take his own supper ahead of others. And one is hungry, and another is drunk. Verse 22, what? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and shame those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I do not praise you. The Corinthian believers had so involved themselves in the supper that they had totally ignored both other saints and the Savior. And as a result, some would stuff themselves with food and drink, heavy drink, liquor, while others would go away hungry. The little phrase, in remembrance of me, in chapter 11, verse 25, is very important at this point, for it refutes two additional errors concerning the Lord's Supper. The bread and wine are memorials and not sacraments. The first, a memorial, takes place because one has already obtained grace. We can read that in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of doing good works, lest any should should boast. So meaning, it is a memorial and not a sacrament. A sacrament is performed to obtain grace. Grace comes from the Lord Jesus Christ when you trust Him as your Savior. The bread and wine are symbolic in nature and not changed into anything. The doctrine of transubstantiation teaches that the elements are actually changed by the priest on the altar into the body and blood of Christ. We learn here that there is nothing of that sort. The bread and wine serve as memorials only. Jesus said, in remembrance of me, not in my real body and blood. So the first is the perversion. The second piece about the person, the Lord of the table in verses 23 to 25. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night in which he was betrayed took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. From this we learn the most important fact involved in the table of the Lord, as we will do later, is the Lord of the table. It is His table. He sanctioned it and suffered for it. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of this table and of this supper. Jesus hosted this supper on the same night He was betrayed. The supper was all about Him, but He never demanded special attention from His disciples. Third letter is P. Its purpose in verse 26 and 28. It says in verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death. It means you look backward. We were not there, but we always remember as what the Bible says. We look backward as the Lord's for His death. And then after that, we are told to look inward as we partake this. In verse 28, but let a man examine himself. So there is always examination, no? every month. Actually, it should be moment by moment. No? If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousnesses. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. And then after that, we are told to look forward till He come. Till He come. The Lord's death till He come. So looking backward, always remembering what He did on the cross for us, we look inward. Lord, did I take good care of myself? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is of God, and you are not of your own? For you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. So we are looking inward and then look forward. And then the fourth is partakers. Who are the qualified partakers in verse 26? For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He come. The Lord's Supper is for those who will proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Very clear in this verse. If you are a believer of Jesus Christ, you partake in the Lord's Supper to proclaim His death until He comes again. If you cannot publicly proclaim the death of Jesus Christ until He comes, partaking of the Lord's Supper will mean nothing to you and nothing to me. It will mean nothing. The fifth is the prerequisite in verses 27-28. It's read that, therefore, whoever eat this bread or drink this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Since we're to proclaim Jesus' death when we partake of the Lord's Supper, Paul warns that to partake of the supper in an unworthy manner will cause one to feel guilt and eat and drink judgment to himself. That's why verse 28 says, examine himself first. Our gracious Savior invites us to examine ourselves first. That is the prerequisite. And the last, the sixth P, is penalty. In verse 29 and 30, it reads, for he that eat and drink unworthily, eat and drink damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. God's judgment on those who partake in an unworthy manner may be manifested through physical witness, physical sickness or weakness, or physical death. We have so many illustrations in the Bible. Acts chapter 5, Ananias and his wife. In Acts chapter 5, they lied. And other portions of the Bible. So, this is really a cleansing matter. In conclusion, as we partake of the Lord's Supper today, I hope and pray that each of us will focus on the Lord of the table, the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to look back to what He completely did to pay for our sins. We are to examine our hearts to make sure that we are partaking of the Lord's Supper, not in an unworthy manner. We are to partake with deep reverence for what it symbolizes. The Lord's Supper is an opportunity for us to proclaim all of what our Savior has done to save us from our sins. So, that's a reminder to all of us, including me. And let's celebrate this Lord's Supper. That the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Shall we eat? In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let us drink together. Let us close in prayer. Our loving and gracious Lord, we give you all the praises and thanksgiving for the Savior Jesus Christ and for the free gift of salvation. Help us be your faithful witnesses this week to every person that we meet. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Have a blessed week. Good morning.